You're listening to Merriam-Webster on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
So how did I get into coaching? I'd been a psychotherapist for 20 years. And during that process, I was working with women who were moderately to deeply dysfunctional. And I had a few clients who were on the edge of being quite functional themselves, but they needed some feedback. And it was more these clients that I started working with in a much different way that I later learned was called coaching. I think we codified that pretty much in the late 90s with the rise of schools like my alma mater, Coach University, Coach U, and the work of Thomas Leonard, who pretty much single-handedly dragged coaching out of simple executive team building and things like that into the personal realm, where coaching is for everybody, moms and grandmas and teens and people with ADD and, of course, athletes. I've had coaches for ages. And anywhere you are at any stage of life you are, you can be coached to be so much better. When you have that support, if you think of what an athletic coach, for instance, think of Tiger Woods. He has a coach because he's great, but he could be better. And he wants that few points shaved off his handicap or whatever, and he wants to get that as much as he can get better on his game. You can't do that in a vacuum. You can't do that by yourself. You need feedback, and you need someone to hold you accountable for that. So that's what coaches do, in brief. Therapists tend to work with dysfunction in the main. When we're doing therapy, it's an important distinction that we are helping the person get past their dysfunction. We may also, as a therapist, help them in coaching-like things, help them to better their game, help them to create and carry out a goal plan, etc. But that is not the primary function of therapy. So as a therapist, I was working with people who were in the main very deeply needy and deeply dysfunctional. And it got to the point, I came to a point that most therapists do, where you suffer burnout. And also, I wanted to go deeper and further with my clients, but the therapy clients I was seeing were in deep dysfunction and only interested in getting functional again and doing their day-to-day life. As soon as they got to the functional point, most of them were only too happy to quit therapy and say goodbye, thank you, I have a great life now, see ya. And then come back as needed for brief top-ups when they were in crisis. And that's a pattern most therapists see. Clients at this stage are interested or willing to go into deep emotional, spiritual, and personal transformation, which is what I was interested in. And I was interested in having my people not only just survive day-to-day, but put forward their best efforts and have lives they were truly ecstatic about. And I wanted to work only with those who were very highly functional. I had started to do so, and I liked it. It was addictive. You get really into that person's success, people who are already successful and who need a partner to help them be more successful. That's a high. That's something that just brings you up. When you're working with people who are sick or in deep dysfunction, it really does bring you down, no matter how well defended you are against that kind of thing. So I did my 20 years of that, and I was kind of done. I had overlapped this by several years of working with clients that were very highly functional. Loved that. And that's the place where coaching begins, and is so much more rewarding for me to work with those who are already, they know what they're doing and where they're going in their life. They just need a little boost. They have maybe a temporary problem. They can't see the future. They can't see tomorrow. Or they have this really big vision, and they're not really sure they can do it. And they relish going deep. They really, truly relish going deep. That's why I switched, if you will, from being a psychotherapist to being a coach. I can actually begin the work that I feel I was put here on the earth to do. And the work that I do, I work with visionary cultural change agents, is what I call them. They may be anybody from a soccer mom to a corporate CEO or a spiritual leader, and they have a really big vision for the world or for their piece of it. And to fully express their life purpose, is what I'm here to help them do. And when they do that, then the world becomes a better place for all of us. With a few notable exceptions, I mainly work with women, and my clients tend to come from therapy and coaching world, people who are social change agents of one kind or another, authors, radio personalities, alternative medical practitioners, that's an acupuncturist, earth religions clergy, and other people who have a huge message. They have a huge project or message, and it's usually humanitarian in nature, that they absolutely must get out to the world. I help them refine and tightly focus those plans and make sure that there are no stoppers in the way of them getting those plans out there. One of the things I like that one of my mentors, Andrea J. Lee, who is a coach and the multiple streams of coaching income queen, said is, how long are you going to make those who need you so badly wait? How long are you going to make them wait for what only you can give them? And that is the premise I base my practice on. Okay, so Certified Energy Coach Program. As I said earlier, I was talking about this kind of thing with my clients for a while before I stopped being a therapist. And there's a kind of a point, I guess, I came to around the mid to late 90s that I said, I want to have more highly functional clients. And I taught all my clients the simple acupressure programs that I used for stress reduction that worked really great. And we used a great deal of guided meditation with acupressure, touch for health, and therapeutic touch, which is a biofield modality similar to Reiki. And I'm the kind of therapist and coach that when I learn something new, I always pass it on. So when I learned EFT, we just incorporated that right in. And subsequently, anything else that I learned, I incorporated right in with them. So you can say that I beta tested the program through the 90s in the trenches. And it came to fruition, really, after I retrained at Coach U in 2001. Our first Certified Energy Coach program premiered at the end of 2003 as a prototype. And that first program I ran by myself, and it brought up that I needed co-trainers. You really need co-trainers in a program of this depth, because without them, it literally could not run. My gratitude so goes out to them. They are such awesome people. And prior to now, I'll get into that later, we're in the midst of change with the program. But prior to now, the Certified Energy Coach program involved a two-month, 20-hour teleclass and a state-of-the-art online e-campus-based experience. And we're very fortunate to be able to have an international student body because of this. We've had people from all over take the program. And to certify, one had to read the Certified Energy Coach Program manual written by myself and with contributions from the many wonderfully generous technique creators such as Tapas Fleming, Larry Nims, and Grant Connolly, to name a few. Pass all the homework, pass the demo coaching exam, oral questions, meet minimum attendance requirements, be in class. We also require a certain spirit in terms of what we like to see from our coaches, that they help each other, that they be active in our community, that they have a spirit of giving and sharing, and all of them do. They're wonderful people. We put the participants through a pretty hectic pace. They learn 7 different energy modalities in 2 months. They have rigorous practice sessions with their buddy coaches and our wonderful program co-facilitators. And, of course, they're practicing on their own clients. Besides the modalities, they learn how to introduce a client to energy methods, how to chart an energy map for each client and track their changes throughout time and both individual sessions and over a series of months they're working together. We place a very, very high emphasis on ethics and appropriateness of a client for coaching. We don't coach just anyone. They have to be appropriate for what we're doing, or we have a vast referral system that we refer people on to other professional services or other coaches, for that matter. And also on the place emphasis on the student having a lot of tools in her toolbox to use in the many different situations they find themselves. So the changes to the format, the program's in a state of change right now. We were, as I said, running a two-month immersion program that included all sorts of things that I listed, bonus expert interviews with technique creators, extra labs, co-coaching, and so on. But people who are interested in taking the program currently are feeding back to us they really wanted it to be in a longer format. So we're taking next semester off to retool, and we'll be back a bit later in the year with a new longer modular format where the student can take classes over whatever period suits them, more similar to like a regular university-type experience. And if you want to take a semester off, you can take a semester off, et cetera. While we're going to still have a fast track, it won't be as fast as they accumulate their class credits. They'll be able to graduate in their own time. And the CEC program will be folding into the life-changing energy community that I'm creating. That's coming up, too, as it's going to be a community that's going to combine all of the energy methods, EFT and everything else, for the public and for clients of our energy coaches, for people who are interested, for other practitioners. That's going to be coming up in 2007. I'm really excited about that. And the teleclasses for the CEC will be part of the offerings there as well. By the way, if people are looking for a coach, or especially an energy coach, I want to encourage you to look for a fit in the energy between you. If that person makes you in any way feel uncomfortable, do not stick with them. Any coach should offer you a session, just a kind of a chat session, or perhaps they offer a free demo session. But they'll chat with you first to get to know you a little bit and get to know why you want coaching. And really trust yourself going into that. Really trust your gut and your intuition. You're going to want to look to somebody who has adequate training as well, been trained and supervised, and who maybe they're not the world's most experienced coach yet, but they still have that training and background. Even though I run a certification program, I am not so big on certifications and licenses. I think that that's one thing that the public probably does not really have a great knowledge of is coming through being a psychotherapist and that sort of certification and licensure process and everything. I've seen a lot of really bad therapists turned out who were fully certified and licensed, who were trained for many, many years, and they're not good therapists. It's not an indication to you of competence. So you want to get a couple of referrals. Preferably, you're not going to just get a coach out of the Yellow Pages or off of an online directory. If that's what you're doing, if you really don't know anybody to ask for a referral, you're welcome to come to our site, which is certifiedenergycoach.org, and just punch the button that says directory. And you can call all of our coaches, and they'll give you a chat. They'll chat with you for 10 or 15 minutes, and you'll find out whether you're compatible or not. Talk to several. You want to talk to at least three coaches, at least. And get an idea of the different styles that are out there. Even if the first coach you talk to you really just adore, get a fair idea of what's out there before you choose someone to work with. Because this is your life, and it is your money, and you deserve to get full value for it.